Miss Melanie Davidson, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Melanie Davidson, 8-15-77, 8-13-77. Today is the 9th, chief complaint. Cough, number one, congestion, number two, flu-like symptoms. Next number is muscle spasm. Next number is abdominal pain. Next number is nausea. Next number is there's something pulsating in my neck. Next number is neck fullness. Patient is a 44-year-old woman who works at the Talkington, T-A-R-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, school district as a interventionist. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 4 days. Period, knee paragraph. Patient did not have a flu shot. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy none. Social, she smokes. She doesn't drink alcohol. She's married. She has 2 live children. Last period was 3 to 4 weeks ago. Surgery none. Medical problems none. Medications none. Family history. Mom and dad are in their 70s. No colon cancer, no breast cancer, hypertension, or diabetes reported. Today she weighs 132 pounds, 99%, 98.6, 16, 85, 105 over 74. Heart pauses, home pulse, still lungs, bronchi, abdomen is soft, but tenderness noted over the upper abdominal region, especially over the gallbladder. Neck shows no JVD. Neck shows lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Flu test is positive. Patient has been running a temp of 101 at home. We'll treat flu with the Tamiflu, 75 milligram POBID. Next number, Brompha DM for cough. Next number is alternate between Tylenol and Motrin for aches and pains. Next number is annual mammogram ordered. Next number, she has not had any mammogram ever in her life. Next number, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, we looked at her gallbladder, which was within normal limits. We looked at her kidney and liver that were within normal limits. Next number, as far as her neck fullness is concerned, there's minimal carotid stenosis. There's lymphadenopathy in the neck. Thyroid does not appear to be within cysts or nodules. Thyroid appears to be void of cysts or nodules. Next one is carotid ultrasound is otherwise within normal limits. Next one is finally discussed with patient at length before leaving my clinic and give it ample time to ask questions. Thank you.